Today on The Winning Walk with author and pastor Dr. Ed Young.
We've been involved in little battles to use God to help solicit, and most of church that we go to, that's what it's all about. I want to come to church because I want to be on a recreational team. I want to come to church. I want to get my kids challenged. I want to come to church. And when you come to church, we give a little prescription here. Read your Bible more, pray more, and go to church more. You're going to be okay. Band-aids and earwax because it hasn't dealt with the problem.
When's the last time you chatted with your neighbor? Have you gotten to know the new family on the street? Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young and Wayne Shepherd. Your neighborhood probably lacks the sense of community it once had, but your street isn't unique. It's a trend in society. An entire generation has found an individualistic setting, and it's a lonely one. Today, Dr. Young reveals how to find true intimacy in a world of isolation. A message to lift the loneliness. Next, when The Winning Walk continues after this station break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with our teacher, Dr. Ed Young. Before we join Dr. Young, I'd like to let you know that we have a free gift for you today. It's a booklet by Dr. Young called The Transforming Power of Compassion. You can request your free copy today when you call us at 1-800-350-WALK. Again, that's 1-800-350-9255. Right now, let's continue with the message introduced yesterday, Intimacy versus Loneliness. Here's Dr. Young.
Also, as we began in this e-world of technology, there is instant junk food sex without intimacy. Junk food sex without intimacy. Junk food fills you up, but it does not nourish you. It does not satisfy you. And some people who are so lonely, they're attracted to the secrecy of all of this. Now, I don't want to be salacious, but I want to ask you a question. What happened in the life of Anna Nicole Smith? A tragic life that ended far too soon. What word would describe her life? You guessed it the first time. All the priests who are involved as pedophiles, what word would describe their sordidness? What do you think it is? You guessed it again. The triangle that's going on that's so confusing with the astronauts, what do you think that's all about? The president of the evangelicals of America resigned. In healing. What do you think that's all about? The child porn that came out of Austria that engulfed 70 different countries, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think that's all about? What's going on there? And we could go down the pages and pages and pages of events and people and tragedy like this. If this is what we see on the surface, what is happening in your heart and in your life in the dark covering of confidentiality and an anonymous kind of lifestyle way down there deep? You say, well, somebody told me, I'll tell you one thing, as we get so pious, I'll never get caught up in any kind of sexual scandal like this. I'd like to ask you a question, if that's what you're thinking. Do you think you are more pious and God-fearing than David? Do you? If so, after the service, hand me a copy of Psalms that you've written that are filled with praise and honor and confession to God Almighty. Do you think you are above all of this, and because you're so spiritual and more spiritual and have a heart for God more than King David, you think that you're above it? Or do you think you're wiser than Solomon, solo man? The wisest man given by God, the wealthiest man on this earth, had every base covered. You think you're wiser than Solomon? If so, I'd love to get a copy of Song of Proverbs or Proverbs that you have written that are so profound and inspired from Almighty God. Are you wiser than Solomon so you're above all these sexual problems? Are you? You say, well, I'm so old, my glands are dried up, the statute of limitations has set in. I don't buy that for a minute. Did you remember Ernest Hemingway, old man in the sea? Remember he caught the big fish, strapped it to his boat? And when he was out there in sort of a delirium, what did he think about? Joe DiMaggio and sex, sensual thoughts, the old man in the sea. Listen, listen. This mind that we have, this virtual reality we can get caught up in, is deadly. It'll steal your passion. It'll steal reality. It will break your heart. It will destroy your soul. It'll take life out of you and life out of me. Oh, I'm above all this. Well, you're more pious than David. You're wiser than Solomon. By the way, are you stronger than Samson? See, these are three guys who were he men who had she problems. And what about Samson? I wish we had time to read all the story of his life. It's a classic story of sexual addiction. He was a Nazarite. Long hair. Didn't touch dead bodies. Oh, he had all the basics down for a disciplined, God-fearing life from God-fearing parents. And one day he was worn out. That's what happens to us. He was worn out. And he said to his mom and dad, you know, these Jewish women are okay, but boy, you ought to see those Philistine gals down in Gaza. They are something else. I want to get to know one of them. He was worn out, so he broke with his commitment to God and to belief and said, I want to, you know, boy, they've got a lot of chemistry, those Philistine women. I want one of those. And his parents said, Samson, don't you know who you are? Don't you know what you're asking for? And then finally he played it out in his mind. Isn't that where it starts? The battle between the ears, ladies and gentlemen? That's where the action is. Oh, yes, that's where the action is. He was worn out. He played it out. And finally he thought about this woman in sensual terms. And finally, and you read it so clear in the scripture. You know what he said to his parents? She looks good to me. Is that not it? She looks good to me. That's what he saw. Go get her. She looks good. He was worn out. He played it out. Then he tried it out. They got married. Oh, yeah. He tried it out. And she died and said, well, that's all over that tragic experience he went through with his marriage. But then what did he do? He went back to Gaza. Oh, I'm just cruising on the internet. I'm just flipping through the books. I'm just channels. He went back to Gaza and started looking at the Philistine women again and said, you know, there's one there. And all of a sudden, he was sleeping with prostitutes. And Samson bottomed out. You keep your head in the garbage can long enough, you'll bottom out, every single one of us. Inexplicably, but certainly. He bottomed out. The simple way of addiction. You sow a thought, you reap a deed. You sow a deed, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a lifestyle. You bottom out. What happened to Solomon? What happened to Samson, rather? Got a haircut in the devil's barbershop, didn't he? That's what Delilah and Bathsheba's will do to you. They'll cut your hair. They'll take the power out of your life. They'll turn you into a jaded individual. And then they gouged out his eyes. They gouged out Samson's eyes. He became a slave running around that mill. He bottomed out. He was done for. I have seen that so many times with so many people. They go through a marriage. They go through a relationship. They go through the garbage dump. They go through all of this thinking that it's in the subterranean area. But it shows up with a coldness and a staleness. Thank goodness. Praise God that Samson turned back to the Lord. He did. He turned back to the Lord. And the greatest, one of the greatest verses in all the Old Testament, you read, and his hair began to grow again. Powerful. He turned back to God after he bottomed out.
Dr. Ed Young with his message, Intimacy versus Loneliness. All this month, we're offering a brand new booklet from Dr. Young called The Transforming Power of Compassion. It's a practical, motivating resource that you won't want to put down. The booklet is yours, free of cost or obligation, when you call right now. And our number is easy. It's 1-800-350-WALK. This is a radio-only offer, so call 1-800-350-9255. And here's a taste of what's ahead from Dr. Young.
Oh, I'm going to change. You can't change. I can't change. It's impossible for you and I to change. We tried so many, many times and failed, have we not? Every one of us?
That's next, right here, when The Winning Walk continues after this station break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Order your copy of today's message when you go online. We have a complete bookstore that features our current teaching topic, as well as many other CDs and DVDs for your benefit. For the current series, look for the title, Wild Ride. Go to winningwalk.org. Again, that's winningwalk.org. Now let's get back to today's message. Here again is Dr. Young.
And then God used him and effectively, it cost him his life at the end, but God used him powerfully in that genre, in that moment in history. Now, what if somebody here today, and there are plenty of people here today that should take this stand, and you would say, I'm beginning to get it. I'm ashamed. This secret world, this clandestine world, this e-technological world that I'm living and spending too much time in. I want to get out of the trap. I want to change. How do you do it? You sit down and you look in the mirror and ask God to show you what's wrong. Just write it down. That's, nobody has to see it. You write it down. Hey, this is where I am. This is what I'm about. I want to change. Then the next thing you got to do is realize you can't change. Oh, I'm going to change. You can't change. I can't change. It's impossible for you and I to change. We tried so many, many times and failed, have we not? Every one of us. But God can change. God can change us. Well, we turn to God. Well, how in the world do you do that? You know, we stand in the pulpit. We hear all these things, man, you need to stop this and start that and don't go there and do this and be kind and sweet and loving and generous and pure and holy. We hear all that and we go back to our cars and say, boy, that's all good. Man, I'd love to do all of that. It sounds right to me. And we sort of feel better, but yet we haven't really learned how to go to God. And I just say, man, go to God. How do you do that? Some of you know about 19 years ago, I'd had the flu a couple of times. I started back running and I felt something in my chest and I said, well, I'm really out of shape. It was angina. I should have known that. I've been around that for so many years. I've heard and been around more angina than any cardiologist in the world, I thought. I mean, but you know, with me, that's something that happens to you. That doesn't happen to me. No way. I'm just out of shape. But I ran and ran and ran and had this angina, and I'd run through it and run through it. Finally, the Popeye arms. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait that long. So I go down. They put me in intensive care. The hardest thing about that is you lose your privacy. And you have to stop running your life. That's tough, folks. Lose your privacy. You no longer run your life. What if I'd gone down there and they'd examined me and said, well, you know, this thing, it's not your heart. By the way, it was my lead artery, lateral anterior descending, 90-95% clogged. And they examined me and said, you know, it's not your heart. You've got too much earwax, and it affects your inner ear and gives pain. And we're going to clean out your earwax. And they do that, and they're like, boy, I hear better. I'm sure that's going to take care of this. Now, folks, that's what we do. When we go to God and we want to use God, we say, God, I've got a problem. Will you help me with this? God, I've got a problem here with an addiction, with pornography. Will you help me with that? Or God, I've got a problem here with my husband. Will you help me with him? Or God, I've got a problem here economically. Will you help me with this? Or God, I got a problem in relationship. Will you help me with this? And we go and we see all these ways we are to use God. And when we fight all the little battles and we think we've been in skirmishes and we can put band-aids on and we'll be okay or get the earwax out of our ears, and we haven't attacked the real problem. We've been involved in little battles to use God to help solicit. And most of church that we go to, that's what it's all about. I want to come to church because I want to be on a recreational team. I want to come to church. I want to get my kids challenged. I want to come to church. And when you come to church, we give a little prescription here. Read your Bible more, pray more, and go to church more. You're going to be okay. Band-aids and earwax, because it hasn't dealt with the problem. What if you had a daughter that was engaged in a promiscuous lifestyle? How would you approach that? Well, you would try to discipline her if she were young enough, under your control. You'd look at her friends. You would get counseling for her. You'd pray for her. But you would do everything in the world for her. But what basically does she need? Some of that, but that's all band-aids and clearing out earwax. What does she need? It's the same thing all of us need. If we are to have victory in this life, in this e-world that is engulfing us, what do we need? We need to learn how to experience God. Jobeth and I have three sons. We went through all kind of challenges with each one of our sons. I could make a list of challenges that we had. You know, when we came out and light appeared, is when Ed, Ben, and Cliff learned how to, don't run from this now, worship. The real battle in everybody's life is the battle to worship. All of these are skirmishes out there. When you and I learn how to worship, all the rest is taken care of. Now, let me be very, very clear. Worship is trust in God. The kids quoted it. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding. That's the first step. We say, God, I trust you. And we learn what it means to trust him through the Word of God, through the Scripture. That's the first thing. And then we know God. We get to know God. Let me tell you something. You want to know God? Not half as much as God is trying to get to know you. God wants to know you. He wants to know me. We trust him. And we know him. We know that all things work together for good to those who love the God, love the Lord, and those who are called according to his purpose. We know. We trust him. We know. And we love him. Then we begin to experience God. You say, boy, those are very real, real, positive, affirming things we do. We trust.
Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Our topic today is intimacy versus loneliness. You know, relationships are dynamic, as we're studying today, and each has its season of frustration or anger. But Jesus teaches us to overcome the tension with compassion. And that's one reason Dr. Young has written a booklet called The Transforming Power of Compassion. For your free copy of this powerful booklet, just call 1-800-350-9255. That's 1-800-350-WALK. And we'll return after this short break with more teaching on the winning walk. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with our Bible teacher, Dr. Ed Young. You can own a copy of today's message by going online to winningwalk.org. And while you're there, you'll find a variety of resources that will help you go deeper in God's Word on your own. Again, that's winningwalk.org. Now, with this message, Intimacy versus Loneliness, here again is Dr. Young.
We trust Him so much that whatever's happening in our life, whatever challenges are there, we just trust God with Him. We know God's up to something. We know God is doing something. I've got a health problem. I trust Him. I've got a kid problem. I trust Him. I've got a business problem. I trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust. And then we know that when we trust Him, boy, things are going to happen. I don't know how this is going to work out, but we trust Him. We know Him. Then we know Him, we love Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all our mind, all of our strength. Not in our own strength, it's because He first loved us, which is amazing. That's the reason we call it amazing grace. It's amazing. And then we experience God. Listen, if you miss everything around here for the next 20 years, 30 years, the rest of your life, don't miss this. It is the answer. The answer is worship. Is worship. The biggest battle is over when you and I know how and actively participate in worship. When we come up here, this service is about a lot of things, but primarily the theme is worship. To trust Him. To know Him. To love Him. To experience Him. To worship, when that is in your life and in my life, corporately and privately, you're on the way to freedom and victory every single time, whatever the problem may be. Worship. Instead of using God, no. We enjoy God. We enjoy God. How do you get to that? You have to have an entree to God, a way to God. And we know that it's through Jesus Christ. And we confess the garbage in our life, great or small, and turn away from that garbage in our life and invite Him to come into our life. Guess what? We are sons and daughters of God. And that is an absolute miracle. It's an absolute mystery. It cannot be clearly explained, but it happens. And then we are able to worship Him because He sees us with clean hands. And a pure heart. And we know that's not really who we are. But He sees us like that because of His Son, Jesus Christ, who is now within me and now within you when you invite Him to come in. And we stop using God. We begin to enjoy God. In an e-world technology. In an e-world technology, we discover intimacy. Real intimacy. In the real world. When we worship God through Jesus Christ. It is the answer. And I've discovered it works every single time.
You've been listening to Dr. Ed Young on The Winning Walk. Remember to request your free copy of Dr. Young's booklet called The Transforming Power of Compassion. It's our gift to you when you call 1-800-350-9255. That's 1-800-350-WALK. For Dr. Ed Young and the Winning Walk family, I'm Wayne Shepherd, and we'll be right here tomorrow to start a new study called Heaven, the Reality. Join us Wednesday on The Winning Walk.